Are we having Christmas in July, dude?
It's your music.
Yeah, it said Bad Santa on it.
Why are you grabbing Christmas music?
I didn't.
Well, he works all throughout the entire year. I mean,
those are beds that I use.
It sounded
It's not just for one
season.
Yeah,
wait,
season.
Hold on. Turn it back up. This thing bumps.
Well, of course it bumps. I chose it.
Hey, you know why? Here's my twist. College football's coming up. That's Christmas to us.
It's Christmas in July, folks. Christmas in July.
Look how he does.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, to me. Boy, you just made a diamond out of a lump of coal. How you like them apples, baby?
Get it. Lump of coal.
Yeah,
Christmas.
Yeah. Got it.
Santa Claus.
References.
Bad Santa.
Bad. Why don't you just Billy Bob Thornton your way out of here?
Oh, boy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we teased it. Going into the break, let's talk about it right now. Y'all want to know what conference I believe is going to be gone in about, 2 years, Andrew?
Yeah, more or less. It feels like it might be dissipating in that point.
Pac-12, going bye-bye.
Adios.
And let's have a little celebration because this is the last year USC and UCLA are in the Pac-12. Yay! Coming to the Big Ten to destroy everybody. USC's going to be like, oh, you don't know?
Yeah.
Next year.
This is how SoCal plays.
God.
The only thing I don't like about that is the whole, you know, there are other sports other than football and basketball.
Their baseball team's going to rip through the Big Ten.
You've
seen their baseball team?
But here's the crazy part.
Big Ten
like,
baseball sucks.
These baseball teams travel
Nebraska's
days apart.
Yeah.
So you better have a... They're going to be like Major League Baseball teams where they have a West Coast swing.
Yeah, well, that's what... Yeah. What do you think USC and UCLA are? They're a Major League Baseball team.
But that's
Those
what
games
I'm saying.
Because
you were mentioning something. This was like probably
years back. You mean UCLA, former home of the great Cody Decker?
Yes.
He went to UCLA.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
for sure.
And they're going to own in basketball probably too.
Well,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Probably.
UCLA. Yikes.
Bronny gets to play.
Hey,
USC.
Hey, all I have to say about that is I cannot wait.
Isaiah Collier's better.
I cannot wait.
Dude, he's going to be really good.
Don't get the hype of that.
I cannot wait.
We will get into that when basketball season comes.
To see Dennis Rodman and LeBron James hanging out together on the sidelines watching their sons.
You know, I think Jordan was better than you. I'm just saying, man. Thanks, Rodman. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Want to go out?
You
want
to go out for a drink? I mean, I'm going to be up till like 6 a.m. anyway.
I'll introduce you to somebody from North Korea.
You want me?
He's my bestest friend.
You want me Pippen's new girlfriend?
So you think the favorite's going to be USC, though, right? Obviously coming out of Pac-12.
I'd say they're the right now in the media. They're the favorite
of the media.
Pac-12.
Because of Caleb Williams, yeah.
I would put them up there because Caleb Williams makes a difference.
They've got some elite talent. There's some sneaky teams this year.
No, yeah.
My only concern with USC is last year Utah had their number.
That's true.
Like in the championship game in the bowl game, and then even in the regular season, like.
I think Utah's returning pretty much their whole team, too.
A lot of their team is returning, so that does help.
Oregon?
Oregon's going to be decent.
Depends what kind of Bo Nix comes out.
And then Colorado, obviously.
No, Colorado's going to be trash.
Garbage.
Colorado's going to be
that good. They may win four games this year, but once again, this is year one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hype's there.
In a complete and utter... When you talk rebuild, this, ladies and gentlemen, for the Colorado University is a rebuild. If Deion's smart, he's talking to Cordell Stewart to see if he wants to come and hang out. He's talking to Westbrook to see if he wants to come and hang out.
All those alums.
Of the heyday.
Yeah.
The heyday.
I don't know if Bieniemy will be back because he had some issues there, but... I mean, that was a few years back. But.
Yeah, and he's put on a good 100 pounds.
Yes. So I did pull up the odds rate for Pac-12 championship.
Okay.
USC is obviously number one at +180. Oregon at two with plus 325, and then see, Washington 350. I'm surprised
Huskies. I forgot about the Huskies.
I'm surprised Utah at 500.
That's the sleeper right there.
The Huskies?
Washington is going to be
They probably have the best receiving core in the Pac-12. They have maybe, I would say, the second or third best quarterback in the conference right now.
I'd put
Michael
him
Penix Jr.
I'd put him too.
Oh, that's right. He's still there.
Yeah.
That's right.
If he stays healthy.
He's a dark horse for the Heisman too. He's just, he can put up bombs.
No, no, God, Stanford, no. I feel like they're
The days of Andrew Luck and Christian McCaffrey are gone.
David Love resigned.
David Shaw has since resigned, so they're on a new coach. They aren't getting the same recruits anymore. They should be using the transfer portal to their
advantage,
but for whatever reason, nobody wants to go to Stanford unless the
I'm going to put together the buttons that make the computers. That's what you get at Stanford.
Let's be honest. Let's be real about this.
My quarterback's a robot.
What transfer portal guy is going to be like, hey, you need what on your SAT again?
Yeah.
What kind of GPA?
Oh. No, 3.5?
Yeah, no, Stanford is dead last in the odds at plus 30,000.
Yeah, what about the Beavers? Oregon State?
They're going to win it.
Plus 900.
Plus 900 on the Beavers.
They'll win the Pac-12. They'll do it.
Their defense is solid.
Yeah.
And I have heard, and this is going to be very interesting to see.
Yeah.
DJ says he feels more comfortable in this offense than he ever felt in Clemson because he gets to do what he does best.
Yeah, well, they didn't have to make a switch at offensive coordinator, which was the problem. The coordinator had recruited him. Then he leaves. They bring in their quarterback coach, Streeter, to be the new guy. It doesn't get comfortable with him as being the starting quarterback. He makes the switch now to Oregon State, where now he can kind of just be himself. There's no hard line, like, because that's the problem with Dabo Sweeney is that you got to, it's like that Patriot way, right? You do it this way or you don't do it the right way.
Go to church on Sunday, boys.
Exactly. Yeah. So, exactly. So I think, or if you want to give Oregon State something, they could possibly go 9-3, 10-2 again this year.
I think
they might even be, they could be better, but I don't know if they will.
I think they're good for at least one big upset this year.
They could do it a couple. Their defense is pretty stacked.
Their defense is
one of the better ones in the conference right now. So
I think they've got USC in
Corvallis.
No, they don't.
Beavertown.
They don't play. Beavertown. They don't play USC this year.
Yeah, no, okay. No, yeah.
Interesting. They do play Utah, which that could be.
Is it at Utah or
no? It's
in
at home.
Beavertown.
No, it's in Beavertown.
It's in Beavertown?
Mm-hmm.
All right, nice.
You can say it. It's okay.
Beavertown.
Beavertown. You can say Beavertown. We're not going to judge you.
Listen. I've been saying it. It's Beavertown.
I think Beavertown's something else completely.
They do host Washington. That could be.
It could be like that.
What?
Is it like the Blue Oyster?
Yes.
Does not get the reference. Does not get the reference. Might get the reference, but I'm not sure.
We'll explain it later.
What about both the Arizonas?
Are you looking up Blue Oyster, really?
I am.
Here's what I'll say for the University of Arizona.
It's not the Blue Oyster call.
They could be something defensively. I do like Arizona's defense because they added Justin Flo, so I think that's adding a nice linebacker. But I don't know who their offense is going to be around because they don't have that singular weapon, especially since Dorian Singer left to go to USC now. They lost their best offensive weapon at wide receiver, so I don't know what they're going to look like. Arizona State could be something.
Sun Devils, yeah.
Because it all depends on Drew Pine and Jaden Rashada. Because the Florida kid that was going to commit to Florida, as for those
you
that
know,
go,
as
went
much
to Arizona State.
As much as I had committed to Arizona State and then they pulled my scholarship,
they pulled your money. That's the problem.
I have less respect for them for the way they treated Herm Edwards last year. That was foul.
It was, again, they needed a scapegoat.
No.
And I don't agree with it.
It has nothing to do with him getting fired. It is the way in which they fired him
that
I have issues with.
Him. I didn't get the whole story around him.
They met him on the football field and said, you're done.
They told him right on before a game, they said, hey, we're letting you know this is it. This is your last game. You're not. And everyone's like, wait, what? And
the next week he's
on
ESPN.
You can pull him in the office. Yeah. You can pull him in the office and be like, hey, we're going to go in a different direction
right
after this game.
Field,
I heard.
They marched right up to him and said, you're done.
I've also heard that there were some racial tensions going on as well.
There was a lot of that.
A lot of the board did not like having an African-American male
who speaks his mind.
Who speaks his mind.
Yeah.
Which is, that's Herm Edwards. I'm sorry, but that was good for that program because that gave structure to what was ultimately a very unstructured program. And from what
have
we
have you been to Arizona State?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, there was nothing but partying going on with that football team, and they fully admitted it. Like, they
Phil Mickelson's a graduate. Yeah. That's all you need to say.
They went out to like 5 a.m. and then got ready for a Saturday football game.
Hey,
you can't do
I'm just
that.
Gonna let you know I lost about $6 million gambling. Wonder where he learned that.
Oh, man. Arizona State
allegedly.
Doesn't have that history.
Allegedly. So we don't get in trouble. Allegedly.
Don't sue us.
Wow.
Please. Boy, the amount of times we got to say that on this show.
We say that more than we should.
You think Cal does anything?
Hey, listen. Just because we go pinkies up every once in a while.
Yeah.
That's not even allegedly.
He can't come after us for that, though.
Yeah.
That's been proven by an independent
this
arbitrator.
This is true. And the fact that
Chocolate Starfish has nothing on us.
Oh,
on
yeah.
That.
By the way, we should probably let you in on this,
yeah.
Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know why Deshaun Watson got in trouble? Like the
why
actual,
the actual act.
Yeah. Do you know what the actual act was that he got in trouble for?
Not the exact act, but I know like
pinky
why.
Or yes. Finger.
Okay.
In an
orifice.
In a very poopy scenario.
Oh, what? Okay.
So
he was brown nosing.
No.
He was.
So now we call him on the show. We call him the chocolate starfish.
Chocolate starfish. I like that. Oh, that's gonna stick now. I'm gonna keep that.
You can put your finger
mind.
On it.
Literally.
He had
not going to do this. We're gonna be here for 10 minutes.
Well, I mean, he did have his finger on the pulse.
Man, chocolate starfish. That's just going to sit with me now for the rest of my life. And just
he's going to be in Hawaii and all of a sudden be like, chocolate starfish.
He's going to see it on the beach and just start laughing. It's going to happen, man.
Oh, man.
But that,
exactly.
Oh, God.
But that being said, I mean, I think this is going to be one of the more competitive years for the Pac-12.
The top six teams, you can say, that are right now being viewed in the Pac-12, they're going to be competing with each other. I think USC, Oregon, Washington State, and Utah are really kind of the big fighters.
Washington
for that
State
top
or
spot.
Washington?
Washington.
Oh, okay,
you
yeah.
said Washington.
Oh, my
State.
Bad. Not yeah. Washington Husky. State. Washington
yeah.
State.
I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Do we,
and I know you said,
is there another? Is
I
there another phenom
Cal.
Quarterback?
Yeah.
In?
I know you said yeah. Cal. If Aaron Rodgers ain't going back to Cal, which he could actually if the Jets don't work out, it's not happening for them. No. Washington State, though,
Blue
I think
of
could
Earth,
be.
Take me back.
Just pick a woman, man. God.
I think he's got a good one now. He's dating what? The daughter of the owner of the Milwaukee Bucks.
No, they're not dating. They were seeing each other. I don't know. Are they dating?
They're dating.
No. Are they dating?
Yeah, they are.
I thought they were just seeing each other.
No, it's oh, not a rumor.
Okay. I thought. Well, give it a week. Give it another week.
No, he's still dating her.
She's
Mallory.
Why Eden. You gotta argue, Robbie? Sit in the corner and shut up.
I give it.
This
listen.
Is why you are not allowed to talk. Oh,
give it a week. Give it a week. He's gonna offer her ayahuasca. Bad trip's gonna happen, and then she's gonna cut it off with
dude,
him.
And then all, back all in the dark for treaty goes.
Wait yeah, a exactly. minute. Here's the thing that I want from Aaron Rodgers. While we're
you
on this,
pinky
while,
like
while we're on this subject, this is what
we're
I want from
about
Aaron.
Chocolate starfish.
Well, I mean, he did talk about how smooth his poops were after the darkness
that's
retreat.
That's true. Which I don't know why that has to come up. I don't understand that at all. Like
anything for the media.
He
nowadays.
Was feeling regular. For the first time
X-lax.
In a long time. X-Lax not working. Try a darkness retreat.
Ayahuasca.
I just want to know how he knew they were smooth if he was in the dark.
He picked wow. it up. He
that
picked
being
it up.
Said,
he
no,
picked
no.
it up.
You didn't
no,
know
no.
when it
no,
comes
he picked
out.
It up.
That being said, they are dating, and this young lady is the future owner of the Knickerbockers.
That's true. She is the next. She is trying to buy the New York Knicks.
She's trying to buy the New York Knicks, and if that happens, Aaron Rodgers will never work a day in his life again.
Yeah, yeah he doesn't have to. She's yeah. co-owner of the Premier League club Aston Villa.
Yep.
And then she's the minority owner of the Bucks. So mm-hmm. She's already making more money than.
Oh him. Yeah, she's got well, it's the parents' money, but
yeah.
She's doing good things. Like, she's making smart business moves.
She's good people.
Unlike Mr. Fisher, who owns the A's, who's a terrible businessman because his mom and dad owned The Gap.
I've got $2 billion. Oh, I'm going like, to Las Vegas.
You mean like the new owner, the new owners of the Denver Broncos?
Oh God.
Oh, I can't wait for all the Denver Broncos apparel to show up in all the Walmarts randomly. Look, John Elway's in every damn store across the nation.
Oh, Russell Wilson, I didn't want this.
Let him run.
Right when you walk in, the entrance of Walmart, it's just, let's ride. Walmart country, let's
going
ride.
Going to Target, this is ridiculous.
I can't wait for Russell Wilson to just poo the bed this year and end up being a Walmart greeter.
No, I got the new slogan. Walmart savings, let's buy.
What? That's actually pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's not
I'm
bad.
I'm trademarking it, Walmart.
Cronky, get on that, baby.
Oh, I'm not saying Sean Payton's not a good coach. I'm saying Russell Wilson is a trash quarterback at this point in his career.
I'll give Sean Payton a chance to do something with Russell
Wilson.
Fix him. Yeah.
Three games in, he's like, what Sean the hell Payton is this guy?
Sean Payton's going to be on the phone in a matter of moments going, hey, Drew.
I didn't sign up for this.
hey, Drew, you want to come back and play a little football? And
Payton, I know it's been a couple of years, but we always talked about playing with each other.
For me, I'm looking forward to this.
I can't wait for this conference.
I can't wait for the chaos that's going to happen in the offseason, though.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
Who's going to what big time?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what Midwestern stars in the Big Ten right now at like Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Illinois, all decide to go to USC now, because now you don't have to take that giant plane ride over to USC. You just wait for them to come here to the away games, and now your parents can go see you play.
Yeah.
So now those Midwestern kids are going to want to go to the West Coast. Not like they already want to. Like, I want to as well. Like, the sun's out there, earthquakes I can deal with.
L.A. does nothing for me, so I'm okay with not being out there. Now,
hey, man, I don't want to freeze my feet
off.
Now,
if we're talking San Diego State, where
I don't mean feet.
If we're talking San Diego State, where I could probably still play football. Yeah.
San Diego's expensive, though, man. It's so expensive.
Dude,
I'm
getting paid to go play there.
Yeah, I know, but it's true. Yeah, but how much?
San Diego State? And it never gets over 80 degrees. Ever.
It's true.
It's a beautiful
But,
area.
I mean, at USC, you're getting paid probably like at least $500K maybe if you're a really good player.
I don't care.
I can do that.
Money does not buy happiness, sir.
It helps.
It does help. It gives a little tickle on the inside.
Maybe you should be doing your OnlyFans. Yeah. Yeah. Ain't got no comeback for that now, do you?
No, my future father-in-law might be listening. I think he listens to some of our shows. Oh, no, he's in Arkansas right now. They don't get connection out there.
Oh, there we go. Perfect.
We're good.
Arkansas.
A lot of family down there.
Home of Bobby Petrino.
Okay, so let me go around the horn.
Around the horn. Around the horn.
And ask everybody who they see.
Not the copyrighted version.
No. Who you got taking the division, Andrew?
Taking the conference?
Yeah.
I'm going to stay USC.
Okay.
Like how they're stacked.
Magnum?
I'm going to be USC, but I think Caleb Williams is bound to be the best player in college.
Did you turn his mic on?
Yeah, it's on.
Man, you need to learn how to talk.
Go up.
Talk into the mic.
No, it's off.
It's got to be off.
It's on.
USC, honestly... The one thing I will say is I think that Caleb Williams will be the best player in college football. So let me go USC.
Okay.
I would have to say USC as well. I mean, Caleb Williams got something to prove this year. I mean, he's already going to be the greatest quarterback in college football this season. Can I say a dark horse?
No.
Okay, fine.
It was winners only.
All right, fine. So USC.
David don't want to let us do dark horses.
Well, now that you said that, Washington wins it. Dark horse, Andrew.
Okay.
Jerk. what?
Sorry, I got excited.
No, my dark horse would be Washington. That would be my dark horse because my favorites would still be like USC, Oregon, Utah. But
by
Washington,
the way, it's official. Saquon is not reporting to camp.
Really?
Yep. Once again,
back in the Facebook group chat.
They're not paying me. They paid Daniel Jones.
Yeah, but they're gonna cut him after a year.
They cut Saquon too. Laughing emoji.
Guess what, Saquon? You can throw a football. You get paid $80 million.
Yeah.
I made my choice.
Dark horse.
I'm going to go with the Utah Utes.
Okay. The Utes?
The Utes.
The Utes.
What was that word you just said?
The Utes.
You heard me. The Utes.
The Utes.
Utes.
Yeah, you know, the Utes of our nation.
I'm gonna say Oregon as my dark horse.
Okay, I like that.
I'll ride with Bo Nix.
Dare you, with Bo Nix?
Hey, give the kid a shot.
No one wants to give DJ.
He showed some promising stuff last season.
He's a super duper senior.
He's a super duper senior.
He's Sean Clifford.
He's in like year six, I think.
He's Sean Clifford and Tanner Morgan.
Graduating at age 28.
Unbelievable.
All right, I'll go Oregon State.
You'll give him some love?
Only for their defense. I don't have any faith in the quarterback.
Oh, thanks a lot. I said I'm going to die on that hill with DJ Uiagalelei. Like.
Hey, Tyler and I both know what's going to happen. They're going to be in a December 28th bowl.
Who?
Oregon State.
Okay.
And they're going to take on South Carolina, where once again, Spencer Rattler will beat the crap out of DJ Uiagalelei.
Not going to happen.
I'd pay to see it.
Spencer ain't doing squat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, you're going to be one of those people that talks about him as a Heisman favorite too?
No.
No.
Thank you.
He was on Netflix though.
I will say that I don't think Caleb's going to win it again.
I don't think so either, because it's been a long time since somebody's won back-to-backs.
I think it's either going to be Michael, Quentin.
Okay.
Or Drake.
Okay. I think it's going to be a tough competition for sure.
And I'm leaning Quentin.
Maybe they just skip a year and give it to Dylan Raiola.
Screw that kid.
Wow. Just wanted to kind of get hurtful.
It's okay, buddy.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, Tyler.
So close. Yet so far.
It's okay, buddy. All right. I think that's going to do.
My heart will go on.
Come back.
In the arms of the angels.
The corn isn't that bad, I swear.
Yes, it is.
We won't make you husk.
Tastiest corn you'll get.
We'll change the mascot to Big Red instead of Corn Husker. Don't leave. No.
Come back. Your father will be proud.
No, I won't. He's going to Georgia. I'm very happy.
His dad's like, I don't care.
I played in Detroit. I need to win.
Oh, boy.
Daddy needs his money.
All right. That's enough of the college football talk. This is what happens when, like, Andrew and I really get going on college football. We could do 3 hours just on college football.
It's true.
He and I absolutely love and adore it, and we itch, and we go to football games together and hold hands and watch the future of greatest quarterback of Penn State ever have his first collegiate throws last year.
On paper, yes.
It was the beautiful moment.
It was. It was a very beautiful moment.
As we all went, thank God.
As I, the only LSU fan in green, was surrounded by Purdue and Penn State fans and sitting next to a Notre Dame fan.
Yeah.
What a weird combo.
As McLovin wears Notre Dame gear to a Purdue thing, and I'm like, I'm not going to get my ass kicked by this, but McLovin might.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, when we come back, it is that time again. It is time for the greatest segment in all of entertainment. It is time for You're Killing Me, Smalls. When we come back on twitch.tv/sportstownshi.